This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Wednesday, September 19. Our prayers of intercession. A reading comes from Philippians chapter 1. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Christ Jesus, to the glory and praise of God. Yesterday, we reflected on the fact that Jesus intercedes for us, and that encourages us to intercede for others. As we pray for others, we lift them up to God, asking that in Jesus' name, God's blessings pour into their lives. As we pray for others, it's important to know that our requests are not limited by time and space. In today's passage, we read Paul's beautiful prayer for the Philippians. Paul was a prisoner in Rome when he wrote this letter. He was hundreds of miles away from Philippi, but that didn't prevent him from asking God to fill the lives of his fellow believers there with the power of spiritual blessing. When we pray for others, we ask God to pour out his resources on them, showering them with his limitless love and grace. It's because we recognize our own limitations that we ask God to do for others what we are powerless to do ourselves. Intercessory prayer demonstrates our love for others. We forget ourselves in prayer and seek God's best for others, even those whom we consider our enemies. One of the kindest, most powerful things someone can ever say to us is, "I'm praying for you." It means they want us to thrive in ways that only God can accomplish. Whom is the Lord leading you to pray for today? Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for putting people in my life who pray for me. You bless and strengthen me by their prayers. Help me to pray for others too. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.